Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, magnify the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Oh, magnify the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Hosanna. Blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock of our salvation. Hosanna. Blessed be the rock. And let the God of our salvation be exalted. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says amen. Amen and amen. We bless the Lord. Oh, bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name, his righteous name. Amen. The Lord God, he is good. Amen. And we come this morning, amen, thanking God for one more day. One more day that the Lord has blessed us. One more day that the Lord has kept us. One more day. Amen and amen and amen. Welcome to the Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministries Mentoring Kingdom Leadership, where Jesus Christ is the King and Jesus Christ is the Lord. And we want to welcome all of our first-time listeners around the globe. Welcome, 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 welcome. Amen. And we pray that everybody had a wonderful, wonderful weekend. And now we have embraced a brand new day and we have embraced a brand new week. And we are thanking God for it as we are moving forward to, amen, in purpose. Amen. On the Lord's calendar and on the Lord's time clock. Amen. I am Apostle Dr. Alfreda. I bring you greetings from the Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. And we thank God for this platform that the Lord has called, the Lord has ordained. Amen. And here we are. Amen. Faithful. Amen. And grateful for opportunity to serve, that God has trusted us with such a great mission. Amen. Glory be to God. It might seem easy, and guess what? It is easy when we are walking in with him. In him, we move, we live, and we have our being. Outside of him, nothing else matters. Amen. And so we bless the Lord. Amen. On this day. Amen. I want to draw your attention this morning. Amen. Glory be to God, to the book of Ecclesiastes. Third chapter. Amen. I'm going to begin reading. Amen. Verse number one. And the word of the Lord reads like this. To everything there is a season and a time, to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill, a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to get and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to cast away. A time to win and a time to sow. A time to keep silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. What profit hath he that worketh and that he laboreth? Amen. I have seen the travail which God hath given to the sons of men to be exercised in it. And verse 11 says, and he hath made everything beautiful in his time. Also, he have set the world in their heart so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end. Amen. So we bless the Lord, amen, for the reading of his word. Amen. And Father, we thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts, amen, will be beautiful. Amen. Hallelujah. In your sight. Amen. Beloved, in our reading this morning, amen, verse number one tells us that to everything there is a season and there is a time to every purpose under the heaven. And then we read in verse number 11, and it reminds us that God has made everything beautiful, amen, in his time, amen. Beloved, God has a timing, hallelujah. God has a season, glory be to God, hallelujah. And God is very, very purposeful, very, very intentional. And God is very, 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 very strategic. Beloved, amen. We have been, amen, studying, amen, on the men of the Bible, the women of the Bible, the characters of the Bible, amen, learning lessons from them, amen, observing the good, the bad, and the ugly. Glory be to God, the struggles, amen, the faith, the faithless, amen, the obedient, the disobedient, glory be to God. But what we, if we go a little bit deeper, amen, we see that, beloved, they all had seasons. They all had seasons, amen. When Samuel was born, amen, through Hannah, amen, because God did not, could not, was barren, amen, but she finally brought forth with the hand of God, but that was her season, amen. So we saw Samuel come forth. Samuel didn't come forth before his season. He came forth, amen, in his season. Glory be to God. And then Samuel died. Glory be to God. Beloved, and we see it all the way. Even Adam and Eve, they were not born. Amen. They did not have natural parents. They're the only two people in the world, in the universe, amen, that didn't have belly buttons. Amen, because there was no umbilical cord, amen, connected to another person. But yet they had their seasons when God created them. Amen, glory be to God. And then their season expired. Even Methuselah, who's the oldest man recorded to walk this earth, almost just a few years shy of 1,000 years old, which is just one day in the Lord's sight, one full day. Amen, but yet, He had his season, amen. He was born and then he died. Even Jesus himself, beloved, the Bible says in due season, in due time, Jesus came forth. So we see that, beloved, amen, that God is very, very, very strategic, amen. We read about King David and Samson and Moses, amen. They was not born in the 21st century. Glory be to God. They could have been. God could have saved them, amen, to be born, amen, to live among me and you. But no, that was not their seasons. And when we think about our own personal lives, beloved, we who are living in this generation, we could have been born back in the caveman days. We could have been born when slavery was real, real slavery. See? Glory be to God. But that was not our season, amen, beloved. God has a season. The scripture tells us, beloved, amen, that there is a to everything. And we want you to look at the word everything. Everything, there is a season. Everything, amen. And there's a time to every purpose. Amen, beloved. Hallelujah. God has a time. God has a time clock. God has a watch. People don't even wear watches no more. I was looking at a watch last night, amen, and I think I'm going to buy that for myself, amen, for my Christmas, treat myself to a Christmas gift, a beautiful watch. People don't even wear watches no more. They're depending on their cell phone to tell them what time it is, amen. Glory be to God. Be careful of somebody, amen, who has no respect for time, beloved. Time is precious. Time is precious. You want to know why time is precious? Amen. Because we're all running out of it. Amen. Glory be to God. So the scripture tells us here, beloved, amen, that there's a time for absolutely everything. Amen. Glory be to God. I was doing a little reminiscing. Glory be to God. And, you know, sometimes when you go to funerals and homegoings, it causes you to think. And I went to one on Friday. It was so beautiful. So beautiful. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But beloved, amen, even in your mother's womb, and your mother's womb, and that was a season, amen, glory be to God, a season unknown to you, but a season of development, when your father placed his sperm in your mother's womb, and that sperm hit those ovaries, beloved, there was a million other cells there. And when the song says you're one in a million, amen, that's not an exaggeration, amen. But that sperm cell, amen, hit that egg, and it was you, amen. And that was your season, amen, when your mother carried you, amen, for 8 months, 9 months, 10 months, whatever the deal is, amen. But that was your season. And they took you home, glory be to God, huh, and loved up on you, and cuckoo and fed you and washed you and taught you all the basic elementary stuff. That was a season. That season, amen, of childhood. That season, amen, that season, those enjoyable seasons where you don't have to worry about bills. You don't have to worry about how you're going to eat. You know, you don't worry about anything. You don't see little children worrying. Amen. If you see a little child worrying, you know that something is really wrong. Something is really wrong in that environment if you ever see a child in a spirit of worry. Amen. Because children don't worry. Amen. Glory be to God. They just trust. Amen. But you can't stay in those seasons. See, you can't stay as a child. Glory be to God. You have to grow. Amen. And if you see a child and you come back 10 minutes late, 10 years later, and they still, amen, a little child, then something is seriously wrong, amen, in their development, amen. And we think about, we're getting ready now for our class reunion, amen. I think it's going to be our 50th class reunion. I think it's going to be about 50 years. Glory be to God. They're working on that right now for next year, beloved. But, you know, we enter into school. I never forget, amen, going back all these years, the first day of school when my mother took me to school and dropped me off, amen, and that's one day I never, ever forgot, because I cried like a baby. I cried like a baby. You hear what I'm saying? I did not want mommy to leave me in that school, amen, but that was a season. Amen. That was a season of entering into school. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. I forget, and I remember the graduation. Amen. When I graduated, amen, from elementary, and we had to write a poem. They didn't read my poem that I wrote for graduation. They let me read it. Amen. They let me read the poem, and I never forget how proud my teachers were, how proud my parents were. Amen. That season, glory be to God. Amen. And then we entered to the season of high school. Glory be to God. That was beautiful. Glory be to God. That was the years of the afros, and I used to plait my hair at night so I could have a curly afro in the morning. And I never forget on graduation. Amen. They didn't let me read a poem, but I wrote a play, and they acted out the play that I wrote in high school. Glory, seasons, these seasons, memories, beloved. We can't stay there. Amen. Glory be to God. But amen. We go through these seasons. The doors open, the doors close. The doors open, the doors close. Oh, and then what about that season of marriage? People fly all around the world to attend a wedding, amen, to be in that place of love and harmony and bliss, amen, a beautiful, beautiful season, amen, that people are entering into, beloved. You don't get married, amen, when you're 12 years old. Glory be to God. Why? Because that's before you seize it. You may have a little puppy love, and you might marry the one that you love, but you're not going to get married at 12 years old. Why? Because everything in due season. Glory be to God. Huh? And then we enter motherhood. Motherhood and fatherhood is a beautiful, it's a gift to be a parent. That's a season, amen, that the Lord has blessed us, beloved. All things beautiful in his season. And then don't go into grandmother and grandfather. Oh my God. Seasons, seasons, beloved. As it is over here on the East Coast, we experience the summer, the fall, the winter, the spring, the changing of the seasons, and it's beautiful. It is such a blessing. And beloved, we have seasons in life. Amen. And sometimes we get in a good season and we don't want to move. We don't want to move. Amen. Glory be to God. And sometimes, beloved, we enter into difficult seasons. Amen. Did he not say, amen, there is a time, amen, to get, a time to lose, a time to keep, a time to cast away, amen, a time to be born, a time to die, glory be to God. We enter into these seasons, and sometimes these seasons tend to be, feel like they are the extended seasons, those seasons of challenges, those seasons of illnesses and sicknesses, and those seasons of fear, and timidity, anxiety, the seasons of struggle, of lack, those seasons when we're going in and out and up and down, those seasons, beloved. Amen. Glory be to God. You know what it was like when you was entering puberty. Huh? It was a difficult time for most people. It's a difficult time for your children and grandchildren, the changing over. See, sometimes when we're in that change over season, amen, that adjustment, amen, can be a little bit difficult, beloved. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. Those seasons. Glory be to God. So, beloved, when we review our lives, when we review the men and the women of the Bible, we see that they wasn't always at the same place at the same time all the time. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. They was moving, amen, from season to season. The Bible says we move from faith to faith and we move, amen, from glory to glory. Seasons come and seasons go. And this is why we ought to be grateful. Amen. This is why we ought to be patient. This is why we ought to enjoy the day and enjoy the moment. Because regardless how good it is, regardless how bad it is, amen, glory be to God, it's going to change. It's going to change. Amen. Nothing stays the same. Glory be to God. The songwriter says everything must change. Nothing stays the same. Everything must change. Nothing stays the same. Well, beloved, amen. He forgot one constant. Amen. Hallelujah. Our God is the same God yesterday, today, and forever. There is no changing in our God. Hallelujah. Beloved, hallelujah. God is the one who changes the seasons. God is the one. Amen. In the book, beloved, amen, of Isaiah, some of you right now might be in a season, amen, of struggle. Some of you might be in a season, amen, and you just don't know what to do. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Maybe, hallelujah, health is feeling funny. Your money looking funny. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The future looks grim. Glory be to God. And maybe you're in a lonely season. Maybe you're in a crying season. Amen. Glory be to God. It's all right. Hallelujah. The cry. And well, weeping may endure for a night, and joy cometh in the morning. But I come to encourage you today to let you know, in Isaiah 43:19, the Lord says, behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. It's a new season. The Lord is saying it's a new season, beloved. Oh, glory. The Lord said it's a new season. It's a new day. It's a fresh anointing that have come my way. It's the season of power and prosperity. It's a new season that have just come for me. And beloved, you want to know why it's a new season? Amen. Because you have proved yourself faithful to the Lord. Because you held on long enough. Amen. Galatians chapter 6, verse number 9 says, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season, we shall reap if we faint not. Hallelujah. Beloved, I come, amen, to prophesy into your life today that it's due season. Your due season, your due season has come. You have come through all those other seasons to get to your due season. Glory be to God. What is due season, Pastor? Due season is the time, amen, that God has ordained. Glory be to God. It's a time on God's calendar, God's clock, God's agenda just for you. Just for me, just for me. This is your season. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Your season that no man can change. Amen. No circumstance can change. No disease can change. No law can change. You can't even change it. It's your season. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Why? Because you was faithful. You've been faithful. God sees your service. God sees your work. God sees your sacrifice. God sees your push. God sees your obedience. God sees your determination. Oh, God's been watching, baby. He's been watching you. Amen. Waiting patiently for him in those dry seasons, in those hard seasons, in those lonely seasons. Oh, glory be to God. Those seasons you didn't know if you were going to make it to the next season. But God was with you through those seasons. Oh, glory be to God. So he can bring you to this season. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Beloved, the Bible tells us there's a time to sow and it's a time to reap. There's a season to sow and there's a season to reap. Oh, glory be to God. We read it, glory be to God, in the book of Genesis. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Chapter number 8, hallelujah, and verse number 22, hallelujah. The Bible says, beloved, that as long as the earth endures, remains seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night will never cease. Seed time and harvest. Hallelujah. Lord seed. The Lord sees, beloved, your seed. Your seeds, your seed. Seed time and harvest. There's a season to sow. There's a season to reap. But you don't do both in the same season. The glory be to God. The farmer plants the seed, come back, couple months later, gets the harvest. The husband plants the seed and his wife, 9 months later, amen, they get the harvest. Glory be to God. You don't do both. God said, I've seen your sacrifice, your heart, your seed time, amen. You've given of your time, given of your talent, given of your torso, given of your treasures. God says, amen, hallelujah. That's your season. Glory be to God. God said, I've seen the accumulation. You just didn't start giving on yesterday. Day. You've been giving for a long time. You've been serving for a long time. You've been in the vineyard for a long time without even recognition. Sometimes nobody call your name, but you don't care nothing about that because you didn't do it for that. You did it for my glory. God said, and I see, and he said, this is now your season because you didn't give up when times got hard. You didn't give up when you was up against the wall. You didn't give up when one door is closed and God hadn't opened the other door yet, and you was just in the middle of, in the hallway of life, not knowing which way to go. God said, I've seen your tears. I've heard your prayers. And he said, this is now your season, hallelujah, to reap. This is your harvest season.
Hallelujah. He said, this is your season to laugh. Remember, glory be to God, when Sarah was barren. Amen. Oh, here she is, 90 years old, had not conceived a child. Amen. And God fulfilled his promise, because God's promises will always be fulfilled, and his word will never return unto him void. Honor, he promised Abraham and Sarah a baby, and when Isaac came forth, hallelujah, Sarah laughed. And she said, will somebody laugh with me? I've come to tell you, beloved, I prophesied that this is your laughing season. Glory be to God, and we're going to laugh with you. Glory be to God, because we are in this thing together. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. The anointing of laughter, the laughing season, that season of increase. Jabez cried out. Glory be to God. Jabez was in a season of struggle. He was in a season where he was being boxed. Sin. Glory be to God. He was in a season of ridicule. He prayed a prayer, and God snatched him out of that dry season, swapped him over into the good season, and increased his territory. I come to prophesy today that this is your season of increase. This is your season of abundance. This is your season of the overflow. This is your season of the evidence. This is your season of debt elimination. Oh, this is your season of everything you have prayed for, everything that you have desired, everything that you have required. God said, I'm about to give it to you right now, and it's yours. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why? Because you didn't faint when you could have. You kept showing up. It was only a couple people there. Glory be to God, but you kept showing up. Yeah, you was only preaching to two people, but you kept showing up. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You kept giving. You kept serving. Hallelujah. And God says, I see you. I saw you. I didn't miss a beat. This is your season. Oh, glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Beloved, what season are you in? Hallelujah. I've come to prophesy. If you're walking with God, this is your season right now. Right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, beloved. I don't know what season of your life that you have enjoyed the most. I don't know. Some people say, well, it was when I got married. Some people might say it's when I got divorced. Some people might say it's when the kids came. Some people might say it's when I graduated from college. That season when I opened my business. Whatever season, but let me tell you something. Hallelujah. And we know that all things work together for good for those who love the Lord and for those who call into his purpose. Hallelujah. The best season. The best. Is yet to come. Hallelujah. The best is yet. God saved the best for last. You hear what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Because that was his plan from get-go. In Jeremiah 29:11, he said, I know the plans and our thoughts, the thoughts I have towards you, to give you peace and hope. It gets better. It gets better. Beloved, I come to tell you today that this is the season to rejoice. This is the season to rejoice. God did all of that to get you right here. God took you through all those other seasons to get you to this season. Sometimes he takes you the long way around, but let me tell you, he takes you in a way that when you get there, you're ready for it. Yeah, you're mentally ready. You're spiritually ready. You're physically ready. All things are done. Why? Because the scripture says, beloved, hallelujah, hallelujah, verse number 11, that he has made everything beautiful in his time. In his time. Somebody give God some praise for his time. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. God, his time is the right time. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Somebody give God some praise for his time. Oh, glory be to God. God don't have to change the batteries on his watch. Oh, yeah, them watches don't die. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yes. Yes, God. This is the season, beloved. This is the season. Hallelujah. Let us believe it today. Let us receive it today. Let us tell the Lord, thank you. Thank you for my new season. Thank you for my new season. He said, this is the season to rejoice. Oh, glory be to God. This season right here. Hallelujah. Prepare. prepare, beloved. Hallelujah. You said it ain't manifest yet. Glory be to God. Act like it. Faith acts like a thing is so. Even when it's not so, let it be so. Because what? God says so. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You don't wait until the furniture truck is in the front of your house with your new living room set before you give away the old living room set. You got to make some room for the old, for the new set by giving away the old. You got to give away the old before the new get there. Because you can't put the new on top of the old. That ain't going to work. Glory be to God. Beloved, prepare to receive. Get your mindset right. Give God some praise like you already got it. Give God some worship like you already got it. Worship him even if you never get it. Hallelujah. Stay in that mindset. Hallelujah. Thank God. Hallelujah for your long-awaited season. This is the season you've been praying for. You didn't even know it. Hallelujah. Now unto him who is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we could ask or think. This is the season, amen, you've been longing for. You didn't even know it. This is the season that was in your heart and you didn't even know it. God said he will grant you the desires of your heart as you delight yourself in him. Hallelujah. When your servant, the Lord is saying, has delighted him. He is delighted in your sacrifices. Hallelujah unto him. Hallelujah. This is your season, beloved. Hallelujah. Give God some praise. Give God some praise. Thank God for the changing of seasons. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Man had nothing to do with it. God is in charge of it. Hallelujah. And we give God praise. Hallelujah. Beloved, hallelujah. But let me close on this note. Hallelujah. For those of you, amen, who are listening today, hallelujah, maybe you have not received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Amen. Glory be to God. I want you to know that there's one more season. Amen. Hallelujah. That's called the final season. Oh, glory be to God. It's the eternal judgment season. Oh, glory be to God. Hebrews 9:27 says this. It is appointed unto man once to die and after that to judgment. Oh, yeah, that season of transition. Now, that's a season that everybody has to enter into. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. When we're here on earth, some of us enjoy seasons that other people might not get a chance to enjoy. Glory be to God. But there's one season that we all have in common. And beloved, that's the season of death. Hallelujah. So regardless of your seasons on earth, maybe, hallelujah, you was rich, maybe you was poor, maybe you lived here, maybe you lived there, maybe you traveled the world, maybe you preached the gospel. All right, all that sounds good. Now what? Beloved, let me tell you this. You didn't choose your beginning. You didn't choose it. You didn't choose your mama. You didn't choose your daddy. You didn't choose the day you was born. You didn't choose the time you was born. You didn't choose your gender. Huh? You didn't choose the hospital. Amen. Or the house that you was born in. Amen. You didn't have nothing to do with that. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But it's up to you to choose the end. You couldn't choose your beginning season, but it's up to you to choose your ending season. Glory be to God. Beloved, it's not how you start, it's how you finish. Glory be to God. The Bible tells us, beloved, what does it profit a man to gain the whole wide world and lose his soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Jesus put it this way. Not everyone, amen, who says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into my kingdom. Beloved, what is your eternal season going to look like? Now that's the season that's the real season. That's the season that really matters. We go through all these seasons, amen, to get through that eternal season when we see Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What will yours look like? Beloved, we want to, amen, travel through our seasons of life, amen, so we can get, amen, to that final eternal season when we hear how God say, well done. Well done, my good and faithful servant. You want to enter into a well done season. You want to live so you can live again into a well done season. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. 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 If you do not know Jesus Christ in the pardoning of your sins, I behoove you, I plead with you, I beg you to come to Jesus today, right now, right now, right now, right now. Don't get dressed. Don't go to work. Don't take a bath. Don't take your pajamas off. Don't do nothing. Turn the TV off. Glory be to God. Stop right where you are right now and give Jesus your heart. And we're going to lead you into that prayer of confession. Amen. So you can be, hallelujah, enter into the realm of the kingdom season. Amen. Hallelujah. That you may have an opportunity to work for the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. So that when you take that last breath, a time to be born and a time to die, you may enter into that well done season. Father, repeat after me. Father, I confess my sins before you. I ask that you would save me. I open my heart and I invite Jesus to be my Lord and be my Savior, and that I might live for you and follow you all the balance of the days of my life. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for erasing my name out of the Lamb's book of erasing my name out of the book of death, and my name is confirmed in the Lamb's book of life. Thank you that I have moved into my salvation season. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, hallelujah, beloved. That's a season that never ends. Come on, give God some praise. Give God some praise. Give God some praise. Give God some praise. The angels are rejoicing. Don't let the angels rejoice alone, saints. Give God some praise. Amen. For the saints, for they're now saints. Amen, hallelujah. The new saints, say, and this new season of their lives. Amen. And to God be praise. And to God be glory. And to God be honor. Amen. Somebody needs to come out of that backsliding season. Amen. Glory be to God. Beloved, we have to go through the process, to grow through the process. Amen. We have to trust the process. Amen. And we have to, amen, trust God even where we cannot trace God. A blessing out of season can be a curse, beloved. Amen. Glory be to God. And we'll find out in Solomon's life when we pick back up on Solomon. Glory be to God. That's why God gives everything in his due time. Hallelujah. While we are waiting, amen, hallelujah, give God the praise. In all things, give God praise. For this is the will of God, amen, in Christ Jesus concerning you. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We have to mature in the things of God. The same way that you brought that baby home from the hospital, and now that baby is graduating from college. Now that baby has his their own family. Amen. But that was a process of time and maturity and development. Well, as it is in the natural, so it is in the spiritual. Amen. But in due season, you best believe you're not going to be shortchanged. Amen. Hallelujah. And even today, amen, your change has come. You believe it, then receive it. Amen. In Jesus' name. Father God, we say thank you for the word of God. We say thank you for our new season, a season of prosperity. Oh, Father, season of peace. Oh, Father, uninterrupted peace. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, that's more than money. Oh, Father God, that peace is more than health. That peace, Father God, that peace, the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding. Father God, we say thank you, because with peace comes prosperity. With peace comes joy, because you are the Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. We just want to say thank you that we hung in here, that you helped us. You helped us to hang in here long enough, because it wasn't for you, Father God, it wasn't nothing happening. It was your grace and mercy that helped us to hang in here long enough to get to this place and this point of due season, and we thank you for it, God. And we shall continue to move from season to season. Father God, hallelujah. For you have set us in a large place. The deeper we go, the larger it gets. And we say thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. Amen and amen. We want to thank God for the word of God on today. And to God be praise, God be glory.
Amen. And to God, amen, be honor. Amen, amen, and amen. All right, in form of announcements today, amen, we will be at the altar of prayer, amen, at 12 o'clock and back at 9. Please join us. Amen. Please join us. Amen. Come on, come on, come on. Let's pray, 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 pray. Pray, pray, pray. You may say, well, the apostle said this is my season. Yes, and it is. Amen. Glory be to God. But that don't mean you stop praying. There's never a season to stop praying. Now, that's one season that don't change. There are a couple seasons that don't change. Amen. Glory be to God. And one of them is to delete our prayer life. Amen. A season to turn our back on God. There are some seasons that don't change. Maybe we'll talk about that another time. Amen. Everything must change, but there are some things that don't change. Amen. Hallelujah. So we bless the Lord. Meet us, amen, at 12 o'clock and then back at 9 o'clock. Amen. On the power line. Amen. If you're listening for the first time, and you can go to our website at lifewordjesus.org. Amen. And get all the information. But just let me give it to you quick. Amen. Just take this telephone number down. 385-799-9729. 385-799-9729. At the top of the hour, 12 o'clock Eastern time, 9 o'clock Eastern time. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right. All right. All right. It's going to be a good day. It's going to be a good week. Amen. Glory be to God. And we just want to thank God. We just want to thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. Lock into the spirit of praise. Lock into the spirit of gratitude and thanksgiving. And watch and see. Amen. What that manifests, beloved. Amen. Amen and amen. Father God, as we go forward today, Father God, help us not to be, Father God, hallelujah, in the wrong place, Father God, at the wrong time. Help us, Father God, not to be in the wrong place at the right time. Father God, we ask that you would order our steps, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We ask, Father God, that you would cancel bad news, tears, and sorrow. Hallelujah, that no plague will come near our dwelling. Father, we thank you for this new season. It's a season that's going to blow the minds of our enemies. If we thought we had enemies before, oh, Father God, hallelujah, but we're not concerned about our enemies because, Father God, they're not our enemies. They're your enemies. Father God, hallelujah. And the battle was not ours, but the battle belongs to you. And so, Father, we welcome the blessing because the blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and you add no sorrow with it. We're not going to be paranoid with the blessing. Hallelujah. But just rejoicing in the blessing, because you are the blessing. And we say, thank you, Father. Thank you. We bind and bless the prayer warriors as they come today, Father. At 12 o'clock, at 9 o'clock, bless their efforts. Father, bless their energy in the name of Jesus. Bless their sacrifice. Thank you, Father. Thank you. You see. You see, Father, you see the sacrifice. It's not important who else sees it. It's not important who's on the prayer line, Father God, when they show up, Father God, because you're there and you see. You're keeping record. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Payday is coming. Payday is here. Oh, glory. If we sow to the spirit, we reap to the spirit. Hallelujah. If we sow to the flesh, we reap to the flesh. Thank you, Father. Father God, we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And we seal this prayer. We seal this prayer even right now in Jesus' name, by the word, by the blood, and by the spirit. And we cast it at the feet of Jesus and decree and declare it cannot, it will not, and it shall not be broken. Hallelujah. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings. And Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Amen. Amen. Everybody have a good day. Hey, hallelujah. Walk in the blessing. And remember that the blessing manifestation is already here. Amen. Pastor Alfreda Philadelphia, signing out. Love you. Amen. Amen. And amen.
And it's a new day. Praise anointing. Not the old stuff, not the old stuff. Fresh anointing.
You're coming out, gold. Grab somebody's hand and pull them, say, you're coming.